All right, welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Warren. Where's our beer?
I know, really do need a big, giant glass of beer because we're talking about Oktoberfest. It's day two of our article looking at this annual celebration, this yearly festival in Munich, in Bavaria, in Germany, that's all about great food and music and drinking and more drinking and then riding on roller coasters and feeling sick and all that kind of stuff.
Gross.
But it's been going on for more than 200 years. It started when a king got married and invited the whole town to his wedding. People had such a good time at the five-day party that they decided to do it again year after year. And so they're still doing it today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out more about what you might experience at Oktoberfest if you go in today's article.
Reading.
Prost! It's Oktoberfest again. This year marks the 185th celebration of Oktoberfest in Munich. This amazing German holiday has continued to grow and change over the years. It now attracts more than 6 million visitors each year. To start off your Oktoberfest experience, head to the Grand Parade to see people in crazy costumes and traditional Bavarian clothes. People who truly want to get into the spirit of Oktoberfest are encouraged to wear either Lederhosen for men or Dirndl for women. After the parade, you can head to Therese's Meadow to find a tent of your choice. Once you enter the tent, you will hear Bavarian folk music and people singing German drinking songs. If you need a break from the beer tents, there are also plenty of rides, games, and of course, food vendors to check out. German pretzels and Bratwurst sausages make perfect snacks. Then, get ready to go back and enjoy the party of a lifetime.
All right, so we learned that it's been going on for more than 200 years, but remember, history sometimes got in the way. World War I, World War II, maybe the Franco-Prussian War in the 1870s also interrupted it, because the first sentence tells us something that makes the math a little complicated. It says, this year marks the 185th celebration of Oktoberfest in Munich. You'll remember from yesterday's article that the first one was in 1810, and if now is 2018, they should have, 208? But they've only had 185, because, yes, when there was a war going on or things like that, there was no Oktoberfest. I guess that makes sense.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, 所以今年呢, 在这个慕尼黑是第185届的 Oktoberfest的庆典, celebration, 就是庆祝, 对不对? 我们还学到。 那但是呢, 我们如果做一些加减, 我们就会发现, 诶, 不是, 就是1810年就开始, 原来中间还要扣除一些战争嘛, 对不对? Okay, so let's continue reading.
All right. Well, it says this amazing German holiday has continued to grow and change over the years. So a time traveler who went to the first Oktoberfest, if they could come to one today, they might say, well, it's kind of the same, but it's really different too in many ways. First of all, everyone has a phone. What's that about? They might notice that. But they'd also notice some different things. But it's still really, really popular. Even more popular, in fact, than it was.
Okay, 所以那个我喜欢Mike的一个幻想哦, 就是说如果有一个time traveler, 他突然来到我们这个年代就觉得, 为什么这个德国的节庆, 就是很不同的, 大不相同, 可是 cell phones可能是一个很明显的不同啦, 所以它逐年是有持续, 但是呢, 它有扩张啦, 还有蛮多的改变哦。 Okay, so let's continue to find out more.
Another thing the time traveler would notice is there's a lot more people, and a lot of the people don't look like they come from Germany. There's Japanese people or Chinese people or people from America or Canada because it's really popular. It says it now attracts, that's these days, it now attracts more than 6 million visitors each year. And remember, it's only two or three weeks long, but 6 million people travel from other parts of Germany or other parts of the world. It really attracts people in large numbers. To attract is to draw, to pull in, to bring in, usually because of something good or some powerful force. We might use a magnet to attract a piece of metal, or you might use the smell of cooking to attract people to your barbecue. They smell it and it kind of pulls them using like a magical force. Or sometimes you attract things you don't want. It says, for our example sentence, this food might attract ants to our picnic.
You
don't want to attract ants or bears to your picnic.
No. Attract 当然就是吸引的意思啦。那刚刚提到很多的这个东西都可以吸引，像是 the smell of freshly baked cookies attracted the children to the kitchen, maybe. Okay, that's a good attraction. We don't want the ants to come.
No. So it attracts lots of visitors, as we mentioned, visitors from other parts of Germany, other parts of Europe, and other countries right around the world. Now, these people, they don't live in Munich. That's why we call them visitors. This noun basically just means someone who visits. So if your friend comes over to your house to watch a movie or join a barbecue, that's a visitor. If someone is coming from another country to go on holiday in a different country, they are visitors. People might go to the airport and meet visitors who are coming to see them and traveling from far away. So visitors don't live in a place. They are coming to that place just for some kind of short time. And then the idea is they will then go home. For example, visitors to the zoo must buy a ticket before they can enter. Visitors often do that. Yes, visitors to the zoo do have to buy a ticket, but visitors to my home, I don't make them buy a ticket. I'm a nice guy.
So, great, I'll visit your home.
You can come over for free. Yeah.
Okay, visitor, 这是访客。Okay, 我们来看到课文说，如今每年都吸引600多万的访客。那 visitor 要怎么用呢？ For example, you could talk about the museum attracts visitors from all over the world.
Yeah.Great things like great museums or festivals will attract visitors from many different countries. Now, what would we do? What would we see? What would we experience if we were visiting Oktoberfest? Well, the article says, to start off your Oktoberfest experience, head to the Grand Parade to see people in crazy costumes and traditional Bavarian clothes. So it's not just about eating and drinking. You can also watchwonderful events like this grand parade. It's a good place to start it off.
Right, okay, start something off, 就是开始。Okay, head to, 当然就是前往。I know we see that a lot on TV or even Facebook, Instagram nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, people wearing all these really cool costumes.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this grand parade?
Well, a parade, this noun, is basically some kind of street celebration,or demonstration. The idea with the parade is that most people watching, the visitors, people like you and I, would stand on the side of the road. So you line a long road, usually quite a big and important road in a city, and we would stand on the side and watch as people in the road go marching down, playing music, doing tricks, wearing costumes or other special clothes. We have parades for different celebrations. I think the biggest one in Taiwan would probably be for 10-10 Day, for Double 10 Day.
双十节.
They'll have a parade by the president's office with soldiers in it and marching bands from different schools and things like that. There's big parades in New York City for Thanksgiving. There's the famous Rose Bowl parade in California on New Year's Day, right? And I think teams or musicians from Taiwan.
Yeah.
They go to that. So if you go to the parade, generally, if you're not in it, you'll just be standing on the side, and it's like a moving show. People just walk slowly by in the floats and bands and all sorts of stuff. But you just stand there, and the whole thing just goes by you in a parade.
Okay, parade, 但就是游行。那通常呢，我们会想到像是感恩节。Okay, 在美国 the annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Also, I often think of Disney or the Universal Studio
right.
Parades.
Every
they have
night.
One of those, yeah.
Or every afternoon,
yeah.
they have a parade.
You know, 他们这个迪士尼都会有这个他们的 Disney characters that will come out、mm-hmm. and float again, okay?、
Right.
Or sometimes we use the phrase put on a parade,、mm-hmm. right?And we also saw the word costume, okay?、Mm. 所以我们会在这个看到他们去先去这个大游行，可以看他们穿这个奇装异服的这个一些服装 costumes, 就是服装 like,for example, on Halloween, people would dress、mm. up, right?
Yes.
In Halloween
costumes.
Okay. 不过这里他们穿的是比较传统的 Bavarian 的这些Clothing, okay, 有点像是如果大家去 Google 一下没有看过，就是有点像是农村风的那种感觉 okay, very interesting.
Absolutely. Now, what about if you want to take part in or kind of get into the Oktoberfest feeling? It says people who truly want to get into the spirit of Oktoberfest are encouraged to wear either Lederhosen for men or Dirndl.For women, these are the special types of clothing that people wear. Maybe not costumes, maybe for us they would be,、
mm-hmm.
but for people from Bavaria, this part of Germany, back in the old days, this was their normal clothing. Lederhosen、
right.
for boys and Dirndl for girls or women, yeah.、
Hmm.
And when we wear special clothes like this for celebrations, often we do it to get into the spirit of the holiday or the celebration. What is a spirit?Well, it's a noun. Now, sometimes it can be sort of like a ghost or a soul or something like that, but that's not how we're using it here. Spirit here is more about a feeling or an emotion. When we talk about getting into the spirit, we talk about joining in the good feeling of something. If you go to a party, you want to be in a good mood and have energy, and when people dance, you might dance. When people sing, you might join in, because you're joining in, you're getting into the feeling or the spirit of the special occasion. For example, all of the decorations and music can help people get into the Christmas spirit. Even if you're not really into Christmas, if you go downtown and hear the songs and see the beautiful lights or a decorated tree, you might have that Christmas feeling, that Christmas spirit.
Spirit 当然就是精神，像是我们通常会提到 a new spirit of cooperation,、mm. right? 合作精神啦 or the spirit of competition.、
Oh.
But here we talk about getting into the spirit of something, 就是热情参与，就是感受那个节庆的那样精神。So getting into the spirit of the holidays.、
Mm.
Yeah, and we also saw the phrase either.Or, 就是不是怎么样就是怎么样的意思 Okay, so it's one or the other. For example, you can either go or stay. Or I can't remember her name. It's either Jane or Jenny or Jennifer. Okay, anyways. 所以看回课文啊，他说想要真正热情参与 Oktoberfest 的人就可以穿上男生的短皮裤就是 Lederhosen 或者是女生的这个紧身裙 Dirndl. I want to try one of those.
I think you'd look good in a Dirndl.
我也觉得诶 sexy.
I'm not sure Lederhosen are comfortable, but I'd try some on just to
怪怪的
get into the spirit.、Mm-hmm. Now it says after the parade, you can head to Teresa's Meadow to find a tent of your choice. We learned that Teresa's Meadow is the area of、
right.
Munich where they set up all these big beer tents for Oktoberfest.
Cool. Okay, so 游行之后还可以前往这个 Teresa's Meadow 粉丝它的草坪、mm. 挑选一个帐篷你自己喜欢的 something of your choice 就是自由选择的。
And once you enter the tent, you will hear Bavarian folk music and people singing German drinking songs. That will really get you into the spirit of it. But of course, this all takes place in these tents. Now, when we say tent, don't think of that thing you put up with your family when you go camping and you can get 4 or 8 people inside. These tents are more like circus tents and they can fit hundreds or thousands of people. It's really there, just so if it rains, the party doesn't stop.
OK, 我们刚才是有用到这个感官动词，像是 feel, see, hear, watch 等等哦。OK, 那感官动词用来表示呢，或者是引导后面的受词的主动动作的时候呢，受词后面我们可以接什么呢？原形动词或者是现在分词。但是到底差别在哪呢？如果你接原形动词，它是强调事件的整个过程。那如果是接现在分词，也就是本课的用法哦，它是强调动作的部分的过程，动作正在进行，或者是动作反复的进行，所以这是两者的差别。
Now, folk, here we're using it as an adjective. We can talk about folk being a group of people or people, but here folk is an adjective. Notice there's an L in there, but you don't say folk.Some people do, but generally you kind of skip over that L and just say folk. What is folk? Well, when we use it as an adjective, it means of the people, the common people, the normal people. Maybe old traditions are folk traditions. Maybe old beliefs are folk beliefs. These are things that have been around for a long time. And one thing about folk beliefs or traditions or even music is that we often don't write these things down. They're passed down from generation to generation, grandparents to grandchildren, and then they become part of the culture of a people or a part of the world or something like that. Folk art won't be the fancy stuff you might see in a big museum, but it's something that you might make yourself. Folk music you can make with your friends. You won't need a lot of expensive instruments, and you won't be playing it in a big concert hall.You'll be playing it with your friends next to a fire at a barbecue or something like that. So it's really traditional and of the people.
Okay, folk 其实就是民间的、传统的，在本课是当作形容词来用。所以我们可能提到 folk music or even folk dance, folk art, and a folk remedy.
Ah, yes.
对不对？然后 folk music 其实就是民间的音乐啦。Okay, 所以呢，一进到帐篷，我们就会听到 Bavarian 的民间的歌谣啦，或者是人们唱着德文的祝酒歌。I want to listen to that German drinking songs.
Boom, 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 boom. Yes, yeah. It's like, we often call it oompa music.
They'll prompt you to drink more. Or?
Makes an oompa sound. And people sing along, and there's different dances or funny movements for the songs.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It can be a lot of fun. But once you've had all the different drinks and all the different food, you might want to do something a little bit different and get out of that beer tent. So it says if you need a break from the beer tents, there are also plenty of rides, games, and of course, food vendors to check out. A lot of the things you might see in an amusement park. They have their roller coasters or big Ferris wheels, different games where you have to, you know, throw a ball and knock things down to win a prize. They have all that kind of stuff. There's plenty of things to do that don't involve eating and drinking.
好像个游乐园哦，那种像 amusement parks 的感觉。Plenty of 就是非常多的，足够的。Remember to drink plenty of water before and after you exercise. I now drink plenty of water before and after filming.
Good.
Or during filming,
yeah.
too. Okay, because of my throat, right?
Right.
之前我长茧。Okay, 那 vendor 呢，其实就是摊贩啦。所以我们在 night markets and here in Taiwan,we see a lot of street vendors,就是路边摊。Okay, 所以呢，不用担心，如果我们觉得喝啤酒喝太多，可以休息一下。为什么呢？它会有很多 rides, 就是乘坐的游乐设施，或者是小游戏。还有就是 street vendors to check out, okay?
That's
food
right.
vendors, that
food
is.
Food vendors. Let's talk about some of the food the vendors might have for you. It says German pretzels and bratwurst sausages make perfect snacks. These are some of the most traditional Oktoberfest foods. Pretzels are those sort of baked bread that's in a twisted shape. People eat them with some salt or maybe a little bit of mustard. So that's your bread. And then you're also going to have meat. There's not a lot of fruit and vegetables at Oktoberfest, but that's okay. You can have those afterwards. What is sausage? Well, this is your meat. Sausage, this noun, basically is a edible tube of something, often part of the inside of an animal that's been stuffed full of chopped up and spiced and flavored meat. If you've ever had a hot dog, well, the meat part that's in the bread, that is a sausage. And our example sentence says, the sausage inside a hot dog is often called a wiener or a frankfurter.
true. Okay, pretzel. 我好喜欢吃 I love it so much.
Pretzels are good.
对啊，它就是这个椒盐的卷饼。大家如果就是常常，其实我觉得这个还蛮 common. You can also buy some here in Taiwan,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
然后 sausage 就是香肠。Usually I think of bringing sausages for picnic or barbecue.
Yes, great to barbecue.
Yum. 所以德国的这个 pretzels 跟德国香肠都是非常好吃的点心。I'm getting hungry here.
I'm thinking I have a problem. I'd have a pretzel in one hand, a bratwurst in another hand. How do I hold my
beer?
I need three arms.
That's true.
This is a problem I'll have to solve before I go to Oktoberfest. Anyway, so you've got your drink, you've got your snacks.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, then get ready to go back and enjoy the party of a lifetime. Now you've gotten your snacks, you can get back into that beer tent and keep on singing and dancing and having a great old time.
We should really definitely go next
We're doing year. This.
You're
I think
okay.
we should, yes.
The holiday or the experience or the chance of a lifetime 就是千载难逢很难得的一个经验啦或者是庆祝这样的意思。所以呢大家准备好了吗就是如果吃了这些食物啊或是听歌啊再回头去享受这千载难逢的派对，就是最后课文要让大家体验的一种 feel.
And there we also saw that it said, enjoy the party of a lifetime. Now we often see this in ads and commercials, the da-da-da of a lifetime. And what they're trying to tell you is that this is the best thing you will ever do or see or have or eat in your whole life, in your lifetime. The party of a lifetime will be so fun. The holiday of a lifetime will give you memories forever. And oh, this restaurant, the meal of a lifetime, it's the most delicious food you will ever eat. Of course, it might not be, but when they're selling you something, when they're advertising, they want you to think it's the best thing ever. You have to try it. All right, now let's go to our pocket phrase go to check out more, and then we'll be right back here with our For You chat.
Pocket phrase go!
女神不是人人可当。要成为女神，我每天可是活得非常认真。几年前的超级杯表演，我可是费尽千辛万苦，健身、练舞、练歌，还要吊钢丝。大家问我为什么这么拼呢 ？To perform at the Super Bowl halftime show is the chance of a lifetime。在超级杯表演可是千载难逢的机会啊！表演的好，表演的不好，都是留名千古。我的偶像 Michael Jackson 也曾经表演过，我女神 Gaga 怎能不努力呢？很难得的千载难逢的，我们呢就可以用 of a lifetime 这个方式来表示一生之中可能仅有一次的机会。例如啊，刚刚我说的超级杯表演。或是呢，再打个比方哦，最近呢，我跟好莱坞大明星合演的电影 ，Playing a part in that movie was the experience of a lifetime。在那部电影里面演出哦，可是千载难逢的经验。OK，taking my current English class is also the experience of a lifetime。跟我学新潮英文也是个难得的经验，你可千万要记住了。
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. What part of Oktoberfest sounds the most interesting to you? Why?
Wow, well, we got great food, great drink, great music, happy people, fun activities. I think all of it sounds interesting to me. Can I flip the question? I'll say the part of Oktoberfest that is the least interesting to me is the diet that I have to go on afterwards.
So true.
Yeah, I wouldn't look forward to that. But for the 5 days or the 5 weeks or whatever it is of Oktoberfest,
it's a lot of drinking and eating.
I would have a great time. So what about you guys? With all of the different things that you could experience at Oktoberfest, what is the most interesting to you and why? Have a chat about that, and maybe when we get to Oktoberfest next year, we can all sit at the same table and sing some songs and say Prost to each other for Oktoberfest.
No, we'll be wearing that dirndl.
And you'll be wearing a dirndl, and I might squeeze into some lederhosen, but I can't imagine sitting down. They look very stiff.
And you get to drink lots of beer.
It's true. I'll just stand and dance and work off the beer. There you go. That's my plan. I'm sticking to it. Maybe we'll see you there. But until then, we'll have other great articles for you coming up soon. Bye-bye.
Prost! It's Oktoberfest again. This year marks the 185th celebration of Oktoberfest in Munich. This amazing German holiday has continued to grow and change over the years. It now attracts more than 6 million visitors each year. To start off your Oktoberfest experience, head to the Grand Parade to see people in crazy costumes and traditional Bavarian clothes. People who truly want to get into the spirit of Oktoberfest are encouraged to wear either Lederhosen for men or Dirndl for women. After the parade, you can head to Therese's Meadow to find a tent of your choice. Once you enter the tent, you will hear Bavarian folk music and people singing German drinking songs. If you need a break from the beer tents, there are also plenty of rides, games, and of course, food vendors to check out. German pretzels and bratwurst sausages make perfect snacks. Then, get ready to go back and enjoy the party of a lifetime.
Vocabulary review.
Attract. This beautiful park attracts thousands of people every week. Visitor. Visitors to the museum will see many items from the ancient world. Parade. Each Thanksgiving, there is a parade in New York City with giant balloons. Spirit. My parents have been getting into the Christmas spirit by playing Christmas music at home. Folk. Folk songs from Ireland are often about people sailing away across the sea. Sausage. Hot dogs are sausages made of pork, chicken, or beef.